Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, 4 different colorways to choose from, and 3 noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on Amazon today.
For those of you who don't know, our friend Nick Cordero died. I guess if you're listening, it was 2 days ago. He died of complications due to COVID. He died at 11:40 in the morning. His mother and wife, Amanda, were by his side. Just for clarity's sake, he didn't have COVID anymore. What COVID did to Nick is what it does to a lot of people, is it comes in and wreaks havoc on your body and then leaves, and you don't have it anymore, but you're left with what the doctors called lungs that look like Swiss cheese. They said it looked like he'd been a heavy smoker his entire life, and he was on every machine they could put him on. And towards the end, they were all on full. They were on, you know, he'd have days where he was doing okay, and everyone get excited because something would happen that was somewhat good, and then it would all kind of go back to zero. So even to live, he would have needed a full double lung transplant, and you only get those if you're healthy in all other ways. So the machines were really truly keeping him alive. Mm. But he was surrounded by loved ones, and Amanda is just the ultimate wife. I mean, I can't imagine a spouse who could have championed her husband more. I mean, she like started this movement online with people just rooting for them and singing his song. He's Nick, amongst being an actor and a Broadway star, and was also becoming a TV star, was writing his own music. And so he wrote this song, Live Your Life, which was beautiful. It was his first track, and it's on Spotify and Apple and everywhere. We're gonna end the show with it today. But Amanda would have everyone sing it. At 3, she would, like, on Instagram, she'd have this whole, just all, like, thousands of people across the world singing his song. And anyone that would talk to her about, you know, ways to help Nick, on any person who DM'd her, she would, like, talk to them and be like, what do you know? And she just did more research, and she really got so involved. And the doctors and nurses at Cedars, I have to say, were amazing and did everything they could. But, you know, COVID doesn't give a fuck. Really?
Yeah. No, it does not at all. Because if COVID did give a fuck, the circumstances wouldn't be what they are right now.
I guess one of the hardest things for us, and you included, Donald, has been seeing this, you know, young folks not believing that that this can really kill them. I think it's the sad thing is that people I think the young attitude, and I, when I say young, I mean under 50, I'm just guessing, is like people have this attitude of like, all right, I don't want to get it, but if I get it, I hear it's like the flu. And for some, that's true. And then for some, there's what happened to Nick, where it's where it just destroys your body. I mean, he had, in treating him, he developed all these blood clots so bad that he had to have his leg removed. His blood pressure wasn't strong enough, so the tips of all his fingers and toes were blackening, and they would have had to have been removed had he lived.
He also was on, like, you know, it wreaked havoc on his kidneys. He was on dialysis.
Yeah. He was on a ventilator, which was often at its highest setting. He was on, he had a pacemaker.
I don't know how we do this show today, but we're going to try to do this show today.
Well, I think we do it because, you know, I could have canceled doing this, but I feel like sitting around and joking with you and this amazing group of friends and fans and listeners that listen to this show is one of the bright spots of my week. You know, I look forward to this. I look forward to sitting around and laughing with you. I look forward to reminiscing, and I feel like I am so useless to the world right now. The only thing only service I can provide at all is that you and I can make a bunch of people laugh, hopefully twice a week, and remember some old stories and make people giggle. So I don't want to not do my
your part,
my part. Hopefully, which we will shift to. I do want to just talk a little bit about how I met him, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do.
So we were doing a show called Bullets Over Broadway, which, if you don't know the movie, it's a Woody Allen movie with John Cusack and Diane Wiest. Really great film. And so this was a musical adaptation. It wasn't new songs, though. They decided to all just use songs from the period. Originally, when we did early readings of it, it was going to be Bobby Cannavale, because Bobby is like, you know, in the film, it's Chaz Palminteri, but Bobby is like such a young Chaz Palminteri type and such a good actor. And we did a reading, and you know, Bobby's just an extraordinary actor. He's not like a mega Broadway singer, nor am I. I'm sure Bobby would agree. So the part was like, when Bobby did it, it was good, but it was kind of like, how is this going to work if the guy's got all these big songs? Then Bobby couldn't do it for scheduling reasons, and Nick came in, and no one had heard of Nick before. I hadn't heard of Nick before. And he starts singing, and everyone just dropped their jaws on the floor. This unknown guy who was like, he was like 6'5", big, tough-looking guy. And then he sang like Sinatra. He had the most amazing voice, and everyone's jaws were on the floor, including one of the beautiful dancers in the show, Amanda Klutz, who was going through a divorce at the time. And certainly her eyes perked up when she saw the super handsome 6'5 guy sing like Sinatra. And
how come they always got to be tall? Let's just get that out of the way real quick.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're under 5'11", all of a sudden women look at you like you're short.
That's not true. I would
say it is.
If you're under a certain height,
if you, the minute you,
5'11".
The minute you hit 6 feet tall out of nowhere, you're a tall person. I've seen it.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
You're not. You paused. You must be 5'10" and a half.
No. I'm 6 feet, man. I'm 6 feet. It's on my driver's license when I go
Whatever.
To the doctor.
So you lied to the government is what you're saying.
No. But my point is, you know, you say you're 5'11", it's like, oh no, we can't talk. You say you're 6 feet, it's a big difference. It's almost like women break out the ruler on you too, like the thing that you pull out of the
tape measure.
The tape measure, they pull it out to make sure, okay, you all right, you and you can't be like 5'11" and a half. It has to be like 6 feet and a half. Once you're over 6 feet, you're considered tall. This is what I've learned.
We really tapped into a personal issue here, though.
No, this is what I learned. Anyway, back to it. So Amanda sees Nick.
They have their meet cute. Now, right. The big thing in the Bullets Over Broadway, and you can see this moment, actually, it's best captured on the Tonys. So Nick, we do the show, and the show is a big-ass musical, big budget, huge dance number, and Nick does not know how to tap dance. So Nick has to train his ass off to learn not just how to tap dance, but how to tap dance well enough to look like the star of a Broadway tap dance number. And you can see this if you go on YouTube and look up Bullets Over Broadway, the Tonys. They did a number at the Tonys, and you can see just how incredible it is. And it's so amazingly done, and you just won't believe that when you're watching that guy didn't know anything about tap dancing and learned for the show. He trained, like, nonstop. Mm. So he killed it. He got a Tony nomination, which is a huge thing, to be an actor on Broadway and be nominated for a Tony. And we just bonded, man. We you know, when you do a Broadway show and you do a play, you can't sleep. You know, after the show, your adrenaline is pumped. You know that from doing mm-hmm. a play, Donald. So we would all go out and hang out, and we'd all party in Manhattan and end up at my place late night, and just had so many great memories together. And then when I directed Going in Style, I put him in the movie. I don't know, for those of you who saw the movie, he plays the butcher that Morgan Freeman ends up stealing a pork loin from. Morgan Freeman goes up to the butcher counter and he's like, I'll take that one. And Nick goes, the whole thing? And Morgan goes, the whole damn thing. And then Nick goes something like, whatever you say, boss, or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it was just kind of a cool moment where I got to put Nick in a movie opposite Morgan Freeman. And then, you know, he and Amanda, they had this beautiful baby they named Elvis, and they had always dreamed of coming to L.A. because you know, he was on Blue Bloods, the TV show, but really wanted to kickstart the next chapter of his career, you know, because people loved him and knew him on Broadway, but he hadn't yet, other than Blue Bloods, really broken out in TV. And, you know, he wanted to live in Laurel Canyon because he loved music, and Laurel Canyon just has this just beautiful history of music that was all developed here. And he actually bought a house on the street that Jim Morrison sings about when he says Love Street. She lives on Love Street. And so because Morrison was living on the very street. So they bought this house and they were just in love and so happy. And it was like the American dream. This beautiful couple, the white picket fence house, the brand new baby. And then they had to go pack up their things. And then when he was packing up his stuff in New York, that's when he got COVID. Mm. Came back with it. And he didn't have any of the symptoms. This was right at the beginning when everyone was like, oh, you lose your sense of smell, you have a fever, you know, all the stuff we all learned right off the bat. He didn't have any of that. He was just exhausted. He couldn't get out of bed. And I went and had tests. He tested negative twice. And then Amanda finally said, you got to go to the hospital. This is crazy. She dropped him off, and she said while
he was changing the baby, he fainted or something like that. He lost consciousness or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's when they were like, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And she took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the emergency room, so she was going to drop him off. She couldn't go in. Mm-mm. So she was going to circle the block and wait for him, if I recall correctly.
I don't know if she was going to circle the block, but she was going to come back. She was going to say, I'm not going to sit. I can't come in, obviously. I don't want to sit in the car if it's hours with the baby, but I'll come back. Just text me. And she was never able to see him fully conscious again. Wow. He just deteriorated until the point where they put him on the ventilator, and then it never came back. I mean, he kind of woke up for a little bit, and there were some exciting moments where where they would say, Nick, can you, if you can hear us, look up, and he would do that, but he wouldn't do it all the time. It was, you know, it was only occasionally. But man, this Amanda would just she couldn't be at the hospital, but there were nurses who would set up let her FaceTime him. I mean, can you imagine how tragic this is? You can't. Your partner's in the hospital. You can't even be there. You can't be by their side. You can't hug them. You can't kiss them. You can't cheer them on. You have to do it over FaceTime that a generous nurse has arranged.
Well, that's the part that's so tragic to me, you know? Just dropping him off at the hospital. And at this point, most people who had COVID were getting the test, and then they were told after they got the test, listen, quarantine for a little bit. And if you got sick and it was like pneumonia, they were giving you drugs to combat the pneumonia and stuff, but they were sending everybody home. So when we found out that he wasn't going to come home, that was like the first thing that was like, holy shit, what do you mean he can't come home?
Mm-hmm. And then he spent 90 days in the ICU.
Yeah.
I mean, 90 days in the ICU. That's just, I don't know. It's tragic. And then she would come back here because they were staying at my guest house, but we obviously had to social distance, and she would be, this is how fucking tragic it was. She would be 10 feet away from us, Florence and I, and sobbing, and we couldn't go hug her. Mm. We would literally stand 10 feet away from her and watch our friend sobbing.
Mm. And she tested negative.
She never got it.
She never got it. She tested negative for COVID and negative for the antibodies.
Yeah, she never got it.
Slept in the same bed as him, too.
Well, when he got super sick, he moved to the guest room for what it's worth. But I mean, come on, they were in the same house. They were sharing. The baby never got it. Thank God.
Yeah.
So now he leaves behind this beautiful baby boy who you and I are going to be very involved in his life.
Absolutely.
Fortunately for me, his father loved musicals, so I will be able to do my part. I don't have to do any of that throw a baseball shit. You can do that
right,
stuff.
I happen to
be in a position where his father would really want that boy to love musicals, so I can handle that.
Right on.
If you can do the spiral, I still can't throw a great spiral. If you could teach both Elvis and I, if you don't mind.
Don't trip. What'll be great is he'll come over, him and Rocco will play, him, Rocco, and Wilder will play.
Yeah.
I'll have Rocco show him how to, you know, compete with kids and stuff.
Could Rocco
like that.
Show me how to throw a spiral?
He might be able to. Listen, man, I'm not saying he's super athletic and is like a superstar athlete, but he's definitely, you know, he's definitely in it to win it when it comes to me pushing him. How about that?
I bet. Well, listen,
I push him so hard.
There's so many people that love Amanda and Elvis, and we're all going to be doing our part to help give this child an extraordinary life. And he just started walking, and he's just the cutest kid ever.
He's so cute.
And you know, the last thing Nick texted me before he went unconscious was, I said, is there anything I can do? And he said, please look out for Amanda and Elvis. And I promise that I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. And I want to make him proud. I want to.
Will. Don't worry about it. You will.
You know, it's funny. We have, there's all these relics or remnants of Nick around. Where I do the podcast is in a room where he used to do audition tapes. And I'm looking right now at the tripod that he was the last person to use. And down in the gym, we have a gym, and there's this water bottle it's like one of those plastic water bottles they give you when you in a gift bag thing. It was from doing James Corden, I think, and it's a James Corden water bottle that's like 3/4 full of water, and we never moved it because Florence and I knew that Nick was the one who left it there, and it like sits in our gym as like an homage, a testament to, I don't want to touch it. We both kind of want to leave it there forever.
A shrine.
It's a shrine. That's what it is. Not to be preachy, but it would be irresponsible of us, I think, Donald, to not segue briefly to just begging people to wear masks. If you're paying attention at all, you saw how a lot of people behaved this holiday weekend. And I was flabbergasted. I don't know if you guys, Joelle and Dan, you watch, but there's video of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people just together partying. I don't think they quite get it. I don't know what else one can do. I mean, you can just share your experience. I don't know how else you can convince people. But
I mean, I think that's as far as it goes now. I think, you know, to yell at people to wear a mask it seems to be a moot point because a lot of people don't want to do it. Hell, our president isn't wearing a mask. So,
yeah.
You know, that being said, to tell someone to do it, you can do that, but, you know, everybody's going to do what they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what else can you do? You can lead a horse to water kind of thing. I don't know. If you're listening to this and you're moved at all by the Nick experience, no matter where you live, please consider wearing a mask. And you might think, well, it's not, you know, you don't think it can happen to you, but you know, Nick's the ultimate example of, it's a roll of the dice. You don't know. Of course you could get a flu-like cold if you get it. You could also, have a really tragic end to your life, or even worse, perhaps give it to somebody else that you care about. You know, you might be just a carrier, and then you give it to one of your loved ones. You know, Donald and I are in the unique position that we just had a front row seat to how horrible this was. Please think twice about wearing a mask.
Do you want to get into the show?
Yeah, I think we should segue to to our true responsibility here. And that is to make the folks laugh a bit. Are you ready to do that?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story.
Huge get, Donald. Hmm. On Thursday's podcast. Ken Jenkins, everybody.
Ken
as promised.
Jenkins will be on the show, y'all.
Ken Jenkins.
The ultimate fake doctor is coming to hang out with us.
You know, Donald and I joked on previous podcasts that, you know, we felt he was going to blow us off by telling us he was still moving. And, you know, Ken's an older fella, and I didn't know if he would figure out not only the Zoom of it all, but we also record ourselves and then, you know, on recorders and then email it to Dan, who edits it all together. And thank God his son is super tech savvy and super down to help. And so his son is going to be his own personal Daniel and set it all up for him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to announce we're going to have Ken Jenkins on the show.
Very excited about that.
And the other piece of good news, Donald, that I wanted to tell everyone, there's been such a love for the ringtone. and we were so happy that you guys love the theme song ringtone. But then a lot of people said, why did you choose one without the mm-hmm? So I want you to know that now you have the choice. And we're going to put the links up on our Instagram and the bios, and I'll tweet it out and all that stuff. Or, of course, just Google it. So it's kind of like, you know how they release sneakers, like limited editions and shit like that? Or, as we said, remix. This is like another one. Now, that one, old one's gone. If you preferred the one without the mm-hmm, I'm sorry. That was a limited edition one. That's gone.
And those of you who got it, you got it, and it's yours.
Yeah. It's probably worth way more than $1.20.
Right.
Because it was limited. That shit was limited, and it's over. Now you can only get the one with the mm-hmm. And even better, you can just buy the mm-hmm and have it be your notification for your texts or your emails.
So, like we told you, we the best!
Yeah, we the best ringtones. Another one.
We the best major key. Another one.
So you can get the mm-hmm to be your text notification, which I'm going to set up myself, to be honest, because I think that's pretty funny.
All right, so...
So then we have a new segment. You go ahead, Don. You introduce it.
All right, so this is a new segment. We're going to try and give you a quick summary of the show in 30 seconds. I'm going to go first.
Wait. No, you're going to go, period. But I'm going to set up my timer here.
Okay, you ready?
Because this is no joke. Now, are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, you got to sum up the whole show in 30 seconds. Marks, get set, go.
JD, Turk, and Elliot are feeling themselves in the beginning of the episode, but then realize that they're going to be stuck in the hospital without an attending throughout the night. That being said, they feel so underappreciated. So does Ted and his band,
But the real person that's truly underappreciated in the hospital are nurses. And so we go through all of these things at night just to tell you at the end of the episode, you know who's really not appreciated at hospitals? Nurses. Show nurses respect.
Holy shit! That was incredible, dude. That was 30-90.
Oh, man, I missed it by...
No, come on, dude. That was incredible.
I missed it by a second.
And you landed it. You landed it with like a message, dude. You're off to a flying start.
There we go. There we go. You know what I did today? I took that alpha brain.
Oh, it worked on you? That's the Joe Rogan pill.
That's the Joe Rogan pill. I took that alpha brain.
I would appreciate it if, since they're not our sponsor, if you just called it your Joe Rogan pill.
I took the Joe Rogan pill.
But wait, dude, I'm really impressed. So everyone, that's our new segment because a few people who aren't watching the show along with us. We're like, can you sum up the show to remind us? And our new segment in season two, along with Ask Rob, we don't have an Ask Rob in this one because he's not in the episode, but is Donald sums up the episode in 30 seconds. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise-canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise-canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Okay, so first thing I noticed big time in this episode is my lisp. It's sincerely lispy in
very
this
lispy.
Episode.
Very
in
lispy.
This episode. A lot of this. Yeah. And
and that's edited, by the way. I mean, I remember Bill being like, he's choosing the moments in editing that are your least lispy. So imagine what's on the cutting room floor.
Right. Here's the thing. I feel like, and, you know, back then I was like, I'm going to try and fix my teeth. But it was such a distraction in this episode for me that I feel like, you know, regardless of what anyone says out there, I feel like it wasn't my best performance because I'm trying to talk around a lisp.
I see. Well, you were in your head. You were insecure. I'm sure that comes up for lots of actors, no matter what it is. I mean, you had a self-induced problem because you put braces on your teeth. But, you know, as an actor, it's so important to get out of your head and be present. And if you're thinking like, oh, my God, my lisp, or oh, my God, the zit on my forehead, you can't possibly be present because you're in your head.
No, yeah.
So impossible. You thought it affected your performance?
I definitely feel like it affected my performance. And I bet you when we finally do take the braces off, when I do finally take them off.
You soar like an eagle.
Like an eagle!
You soar like an eagle.
Yeah.
That should be a ringtone. Eagle. Another one.
Another one. So what is this fable that you're talking about in the beginning?
What are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about...
Oh, so there's the funny... Craigslist directed it. I remember it opens with that wacky shot. I've got the glasses on, the magnifying eyeglasses, so I can look in the janitor's foot. It's the fable of, you know, pulling the thorn out of the lion's paw.
Does the lion eat the...
No, the janitor adds that.
Oh.
I mean, I understand the fable is I don't know what the fable is really, right? Do you know it? Dan, do you know it? The mouse pulls a thorn out of the lion's paw. What else is there to know?
it's the relationship between the mouse, the lion, and the elephant. The lion needs the mouse to pull the thorn. It's kind of like this. It's the story about the circle of life and how like we all need each other eventually.
It's kind of like I can't do this all on my own, Dan. There you go. There you go.
I'm Superman.
Dan was able to sum up that fable in less than 30 seconds. Yeah, the janitor's just fucking with me. He's like, then I kill you, you know, just to put a spin on it. I left at Camp Meadowwood because I improv that little, I made a lanyard. I made a lanyard.
I laughed really hard. And dude, you're so good at pratfalls.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. She's like, I'm gonna describe someone here and you and let's see if you know who it is. Clumsy. And then John C. Cox says, don't answer that newbie. And you look at him and you go, no worries, and you lean against a cart and fall flat on your face. I gotta tell you, man, you're really good at pratfalls.
Thank you. I had so much fun doing them, and it's like anything over the years I got better and better at them. And we had great stunt people that would teach me how to do it better and better. And then of course sometimes when they were like life endangering, they would do them because that's what great stunt people do. Right. But thank you. I love it. I used to love it. You know, we keep talking about John Ritter and stuff. When I was a kid and I would watch John Ritter fall in Three's Company, I mean, I just thought it was the funniest shit I'd ever seen. His body was like a piece of spaghetti. I just wanted to be like that. So that means a lot to me. Thank you. The bad title sequence is back. I don't think it has too many appearances in season two. It's quickly killed.
I think it got like four or five runs, and then that was.
I don't know. We're gonna notice because we're watching. We'll be able to see when the weird slowed down. I can't do this all on. See when that's over. I laughed at you scratching your nose with the patient's foot.
Yeah,
There were a lot of jokes in here that were like, wow, I don't necessarily like how Turk is acting in the beginning of this episode. He was
what
kind
do you mean?
Of,
he's cocky.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he was also misogynistic. You know what I mean? He had a lot of misogyny going on in this episode.
You mean when you're in the clinic?
Yeah, well, not only when he's in the clinic, when he's in the operating room and he turns to the nurse and he says something like, do you know what time it is, baby? And she's like, and you see in her face, she's like, wait a second, dude, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Right.
And he goes on with it and on with it. And then that's what, and at first I was like, there has to be a payoff for this. Because if there isn't a payoff for this and Turk's just a dick, we got a problem here. And it turns out, right as I said that, Turk has to scratch his nose. And he asks the nurse in the surgery, will you scratch my nose for me? And she looks at him and goes, no, I can scratch my nose.
And then she
and
does.
She scratches her nose. And she's like, that feels good. And Turk scratches his nose with a foot.
Yeah, that was funny. There's something in the Scrubs wiki about that guy continues to change races or something. I think sometimes his leg is white and sometimes it's black or something.
No.
I'll read it to you.
No.
I don't know if it's true, but I trust Scrubs Wiki because our Scrubs Wiki, it says, when Turk goes into the OR, the patient lying on the table has a black man's feet, but a white man's face. Then when Turk uses the patient's foot to scratch his nose, his feet turn back to white.
That is the weirdest thing ever.
It's a pretty funny continuity error.
That is pretty.
I don't know how that could have happened, but I don't know how that could have happened. Maybe it's lighting or something.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it is lighting.
I don't know, but it's pretty funny. I mean, unless it was like a pickup from a different day and they got a different guy to do it. I don't know. So at 5:24, there's a little bit of homoerotic Scrubs web stuff where we're like all. I think there's some people whose fetish might be that we're all hooking up. But anyway, and I've seen one where Johnny C has me pressed against the wall. It's like it's either Photoshop or it's a painting or both.
I think it's a drawing.
Right, but I think I've also seen a Photoshopped one. Anyway, it's Johnny C having me pressed up against the wall from behind. And I found the moment. It's at 5:24 when he's pushing Jordan up against the wall.
Up against the wall. Right.
That was the inspiration for the beautiful piece of art that is Johnny taking me from behind on the internet.
Oh, God.
We should put that on a mug. Do you think we'll be allowed to?
I mean, we could do whatever we want as far as
know.
That goes.
I don't know if iHeart's going to approve the...
Why would iHeart disapprove of two men pressed up against each other?
No, I'm just saying it's homoerotic fantasy porn. It might not be part of the iHeart family. I don't know. Maybe. Joelle?
Listen,
let's send it to marketing and find out.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to have that on a mug? I would totally. How about this? Remember we talked about how the temperature changed? Because when I was a kid, we had mugs that when you put hot stuff in them, they would change. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Right.
So it's Jordan, right? But when you put a hot beverage in it, it turns to me.
It turns to JD.
I'd buy the shit out of that mug.
I was going to say, you got me. Once you said porn, I was like, I think we have to do it now.
Right. All right. Well, we'll check with the higher-ups. We might have to license whosever art it was because they really spent a lot of time turning Jordan into me. We'd also probably have to ask Johnny C. I'm not sure Johnny C. would be down, but we could ask him.
Why not? It's a mug.
I know, but I'm not sure he wants a mug of us banging, but I do. and towels.
let me ask
you, make a beach towel. What?
Do you think Jordan and Cox are into some like kinky shit? Because
yes.
Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. She says your name.
Yeah, but she's just fucking with him because he's got a hang up about the fact that we had sex.
I don't know, man. That would turn me off right then and there.
If
I found out that Casey right before we hooked up,
right,
had sex with one of my best friends, and they kept it a secret.
Right.
But I was still in love with her, and I went back to the well.
Yep.
And when I went back to the well, she called me your name. She was like, oh, yep. Zach. I'd be like, oh, no, that's it. I can't
no,
do
No, but yeah, I think we've established that they're into kinky shit. I mean, I think it's been, like, tamed down for network TV, but I think it's implied that they're into, like, you know, some bondage probably and some twisted shit. Isn't there a fantasy once where Franklin, our AD, was in a leather gimp suit where Marty, the smaller janitor, I think he jumps out and he's a part of the sex fantasy. Do you remember this at all?
I do remember this. And he punches somebody in the nuts.
He punches me in the nuts, but that's a different fantasy. Marty was in a few fantasies.
I thought he always punched you in the nuts. I thought that was the...
That was his, what you're talking about, Willis, punching me in the nuts?
Punching you in the ding.
So I wear a thong at 6:03.
I'd like to go back also.
Go ahead.
When Dr. Cox comes out of the room and Jordan walks one way and he walks to Carla, mm-hmm. and he goes, and she's like, whatever it is that you guys were doing in there, I don't want to know about it. He goes, why can't people have a conversation in an empty room? And she goes, that room's not empty. I laugh so hard when he looks back into the room and the man's in the bed with the biggest smile on his face.
That man saw some action.
He saw a lot of action.
Yeah, that's funny. But also the thong. I got a thong. And it was my first and only time ever wearing a woman's thong. So that was a good life experience. You know, when you get to be an actor, you get to try lots of different things. Some people become, you know, skilled with firearms.
Some people become expert boat rowers or bike riders.
Yeah. Some people become skilled at archery because they're doing sort of a Game of Thrones type thing.
Right, right, right.
And I got to wear a woman's thong. And it felt nice on my package.
It looked good on you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I never thought of you as a person with a nice booty.
Yeah,
until you put the thong on.
Thank you. Well, it's small. I think you have to be into a small bottom. Some people like junk in the trunk, and some people like a shelf like God gave you.
Right.
And then there are people that like something firm and small, and that's what I offer to the world.
You do have a very tiny booty. It's like 2x4-ish.
But it's hard. It's like mutton.
Like mutton. It's firm like mutton.
We don't even know if mutton's firm. We never figured it out.
It's very tender. Mutton's very tender.
About when the janitor, speaking of the gay themes of this episode, when the janitor tries to set me up with Tim.
Raul!
Who was Bill Lawrence's assistant at the time.
Was he Bill Lawrence's assistant? Or was he... Yeah, he was Bill Lawrence's assistant.
Yeah, he was Bill Lawrence's assistant.
Because Danny got promoted.
Yep, and he was a very handsome man. And,
one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life, Raul.
Yep, Raul. And so he did a cameo as my handsome date, thanks to the janitor named Tim.
Yeah.
And then I go, I'm not gay. And he goes, oh, I get it. Neither's Tim. That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Neil had some funny stuff in this episode.
I laughed my ass off when he walks in the room. All right, what do you want me to do? You want me to knock him out?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, you're saying that that you can do what I can do and I can't do what you can? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, well, how would you get coffee up off a tiled floor? And I'm like, the rough side of a sponge? And he's like, damn it.
It was a funny episode, man.
And then we have Ted's band. By the way, how great is at 8:44 we got Ted's band singing Facts of Life in the elevator.
Right. The show starts with Kelso. You know, one of the things that I left out in my summary is that, you know, this whole show is really about Johnny and Jordan. You know, as much as it's about the three of us in the hospital, it's really about Cox and Jordan and how they're going to make this relationship work. And I remember Bill talking early on in the podcast when we first started about the will they or won't they. And I got it, but I never really understood, you know, I just didn't think there was a lot of story of Johnny and of Cox and Jordan. And there's quite a bit of story of Cox and Jordan, especially now, because now I know what's going to happen. She's going to get pregnant soon and all of these things. But I thought. It was really, I would have watched that show, the Cox and Jordan show also, because they do such a great job at these characters and playing this role.
I had forgotten that there was so much of Johnny's love life in the show. I mean, Johnny has a whole, there's always this plot about his love of Carla, his love of Jordan. As we go on further, he's going to start dating other women on the show.
But anyway, so my point is that Kelso wants Cox to give a speech before he accepts an award at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why don't you ask your lackey? Why don't you ask Ted? And he goes, Ted's not an impressive person.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the episode, Ted's so impressive.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting. I never saw that. That's clever. Yeah.
He's so impressive as the, you know what I mean? From doing Facts of Life, Charles in Charge.
$6 Million Man.
$6 Million Man.
But I got to say, you know, Sammy's voice, you know, it's so good. You know, there's times when he's singing and it's funny and you're enjoying the humor of them singing. But in this episode, I mean, granted, he's sitting there singing the fucking Facts of Life theme song. And I'm watching it going, holy shit, he has such a good voice and he's singing so high.
Yeah.
You know?
You take the good, you take them bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Facts of life, do. Damn, you gotta grow and show. You're growing now, you know about the fact. It was amazing.
But
when the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
Who?
All about you. You.
And then I go, me?
Yeah. All about you. It takes a lot to get them right.
Exactly. Sammy goes way higher than that. Because you're more of a baritone. He's more of a tenor.
Well, he crushes it.
When he goes, when you're learning the facts of life.
That was amazing. And then when they bust out into Charles in Charge.
Yes, Charles. I like the guy who's doing the deep part. He's like, Charles.
Charles in Charge.
Charles. Charles. It's always funny when you listen to an acapella group to just to focus on what the bass guy's doing. He's always doing something like Charles, Charles, Charles.
Well, he crushed it.
Yeah.
And then I got one question.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that trash can come from at the end of the episode?
Yeah, why are they burning a... It's supposed to be like, you know, out of the movies
Rocky.
When the...
It's like Rocky when he's walking down the street in Philadelphia and his brother's singing at the trash can.
This is like one of those things where the show that technically should be in a fantasy because they're really not singing around a fire barrel at the hospital, but it sort of rides the line of like, they found a fire, they found a barrel and lit it on fire next to the hospital.
Right at the ramp.
At the ramp.
He's like, listen, he won't be here for another hour. Let's just fucking start a fire. Let's start a fire in front of the hospital. We'll sing in front of it and that'll be it.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard, like, where the hell did the trash can come from?
What about when you're in the clinic and you say, that's not enough Tylenol for a woman your size, and she punches you in the face?
He had it coming. This is what I'm talking about. Turk was a dick in this episode.
Well, Bill was showing that some surgeons, stereotypically, including Turk, are very cocky. And he needed to check himself a little bit by getting punched in the face.
He wasn't just cocky. He was kind of a dick. I mean, cocky is like, I'm the best at this. He was just insulting people.
Well, he would, yeah. Yeah.
But hey, you know.
And then what about when the janitor goes, you rang? Like Lurch from the Addams Family? I so want him to leave me alone that I accidentally, on purpose, hung my stethoscope from the ceiling.
Right. Could you get that for me? And he goes, we're even. And it's all because you took the splinter out of his foot in the beginning of the show.
What about when they're doing $6 Million Man and Sam goes, your genananananas could be louder.
Yeah. Do you remember what it used to be?
What?
Do you remember watching that when they did it? He goes, it's genanananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan
there? Why were we there watching?
Because we're in the scene. We're pushing the gurney down the hall.
Oh,
da da ba ba, and then they come out of the elevator. Ba,
I remember
ba, ba,
we were
ba, ba,
we were the, we were there. Everyone, whenever Sam's band would sing, everyone would kind of gather around because it was so funny. And I remember you're right, Donald. Good memory that they were like there were all these funny options that Bill didn't use, but one of them was it's na 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 bitch.
Yeah.
And I thought they used that for the show. So when he goes, your zhinnanness could be a little louder, I was like, that's not the line I remembered.
And then he goes to the other guys, you guys were fine. I love that. They should have put that in.
Oh, so good. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments.
Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile.
So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods.
And stay cool in a short-sleeve, moisture-wicking pearl snap or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades.
Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
I want to digress for a moment and talk about another topic that's been on my mind. It got upstaged by all that happened in the real world, but
oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, get your phones, your whatever you're listening to this podcast, get it ready, because it's time. It's time to pay the piper, motherfucker. Let's go. Did you watch Remember the Titans?
I did. He took his earphones off. You had to sit back and put your earphones on?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be sincere right now, okay? I am sorry to you that I never watched this movie, because I loved this movie.
Right on.
And I cried multiple times. You don't need to know anything about football to be moved by this movie. It's funny. I don't know anything about football, and my girlfriend, who's British, doesn't know anything about American football, and we both were sitting there sobbing. And I just have to say, and this is no bullshit, you are such a good actor.
I really mean it.
I'm not just saying this because I love you. I was watching the movie just as a film and being so moved. I thought everyone was really, really good. And there's so much talent. Wood, what's his last name?
Harris.
Wood Harris is extraordinary too. And everybody, there's a lot of great actors. But of course, I was most focused on you. And I just thought, I kept thinking, holy shit, Donald, as successful as you've been in your career, I believe that you are a very underappreciated actor.
I appreciate you for saying
that. I think that you become most known for your comedy because you're very funny. But in this movie, your dramatic acting is so good. And there you are, toe-to-toe to Denzel, who some believe to be the greatest living actor right now.
I am one of those people.
And you are toe-to-toe with him and incredible and improvising. That whole thing with the smile was so good. What was that? I asked you about it, and what if that was written? Because it just looked so real, and you looked so genuinely fucking nervous.
Most of that was actually written. A lot of it was written. Some of it was improvised and stuff like that. But I got to tell you right now, when you're playing basketball with Michael Jordan, you can't help but make a layup or two. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, that's
what happens when you're working with Denzel Washington. You can't help but freaking score the ball, you know? One, you don't want to let him down.
Yeah.
And two, yeah, you rise to the occasion.
Yeah, it's like that hackneyed expression always says, people always say, if you want to get better at tennis, play with someone who's better than you. And I feel that too when I'm acting with people. I just did this film with De Niro, and he's there, he is screaming in my face, and I'm like, you can't help but react. I mean, you're going to be it actually makes acting so much easier because the person's so fucking good, you're just going to naturally react.
Right.
There were so many moments. We paused it a few times when your abs were on screen because, holy shit, your stomach, dude.
That was back when I weighed 175.
I just think that you don't have to go that hardcore because that was probably a lot of work, but you looked really good.
Yeah, that was back when I was 25 and weighed 175.
Well, I'm just wanting you to know, Flo and I paused, we zoomed in. When I say zoomed in, I mean we were taking video of it on our phones and zoomed into your abs.
I'm just happy you watched it. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm happy you watched it.
No, and I'm sorry. No bullshit. I it's been a kind of a joke amongst us for so long that I've never seen this film. And then I finally said, this is crazy. I'm being shamed on the podcast. I have to watch it. And then I watched it and I loved it. You know, I think it's beautifully shot. I love the score was really moving. Denzel, I mean, I could watch Denzel read the phone book. I'm just so entranced by him. And of course, the message, which, you know, of course, couldn't be more relevant to today. And it's just so moving. It's so exciting. And by the way, very hard to tell the story of a full football season in a 2-hour movie. And I remember thinking, like, how are they going to do that? And I thought that was done really well. Ryan Gosling, it's funny, he's become such a giant star, but he has a pretty small part in the film.
Yeah.
Was he not a big star yet? I didn't really know where he was.
No, he had done like Young Hercules and the Mickey Mouse Club and stuff like that. But I remember when we were working with him, he was 17 and we were all grown men, right? Mm-hmm. We were all of us. Everyone else was grown except for Gosling. And, you know, he was the one that we all wanted to hang out with, though. You know what I mean? Him and Wood and Gosling were the two people that it was like, and Ethan also. When I woke up, I would check to see if they were working, and if they weren't working, if the three of them weren't working, or one of them wasn't working, I would go and hang out with one of them. I love Ryan Hurst too, but he worked a lot when we were making this. Mm-hmm. And
Ethan Suplee, I think he lost all that weight, huh?
Yeah, he's jacked now. He's like this ripped.
Is he ripped?
Yeah, he's like.
I remember reading that he lost it all.
No, he's like a gym rat now too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Harris, I mean, I saw him on The Wire. But
I was gonna say that too. You know, before you saw the movie, I had a part in your upcoming movie. Before you saw Remember the Titans, I had a part in your upcoming movie. I feel like I lost that role to Wood Harris now that you've seen Remember the Titans.
No, it's funny. You're so sweet. You know, Donald, I was telling Donald on the phone about how much I love this. And I was talking about Wood Harris and he was like, he's like, I'll give you his number if you want to put him in your film. And I was like, that's just, it says so much about who you are that you're going to plug a friend of yours. Man, that guy's talented. I want to see more of his work. I literally looked him up because I just thought uh-huh. he,
yeah, I haven't like seen how him. Is I haven't he not him. A big movie star right now?
That's dude. What I said to Florence. I was like, how, I know this guy's works a lot. He was on The Wire and I IMDb'd him. So I saw all his work, but I mean, this guy, I was like, this guy should be a household name.
Yeah. He's amazing.
So for those of you idiots that haven't watched Remember the Titans out there.
Tell them.
You need to go check yourself.
Check yourself.
Because, it's really, really good and very moving and great to show your kids. I mean, what a great film for, it's so PG that kids can see it and it has such a beautiful message of unity, especially during this time when we continue to battle so many civil rights problems. So I thought, we're going to go a little short today because... if that's okay, I'm sorry to let you fans down, but I think I could muster an hour of being jovial, but I might go fetal for a little bit now. But we love you. We're so glad you're listening. I wanted to end the show, if it's all right with you, Donald, with playing Nick's song.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love that. Are we going to play the outro and then go into it, or are we going to
do this song? Why don't you 5, 6, 7, 8 into Nick's song?
I like that.
How about that to shake it up?
I like that. I hope you guys are ready for this. This is Live Your Life by Nick Cordero.
Yeah. So you can get this. You're going to love this song, and you can get it yourself on wherever you can buy songs or stream songs, Apple, Spotify, wherever, iHeart, I'm sure, wherever you get it. It is such a good song. And Nick came out here to L.A. to start a music career, and he only was able to release one song before everything happened. And ironically, or beautifully, or coincidentally, or whatever the correct word is, it's a beautiful song about celebrating your life. So go out there and celebrate your health and your loved ones. And Donald and I really appreciate you. And go get the new ringtone and go get the mm-hmm and have it be your notification alert. And Donald, I love you very much. And,
I love you too, man. I don't think we tell each other enough, but I want to tell you right now, I love you so much, man.
I love you. You matter a lot to me, and you're a very important person in my life. Joelle and Daniel, we're grateful for you.
I'm grateful.
Thursday, we will be back with more pep in our step, and we will have the legendary Ken Jenkins. So Donald, count us in to Live Your Life by the late Nick Cordero.
5, 6, 7, 8.
This hurts like hell, but it feels right. Bye.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style.
Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas stores, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile.
Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.